We're trying to get this man out of jail now, who's in jail. We want to see him out of jail real bad. Pistol shots ring out on a barroom night. Enter Penny Valentine from the outer hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. There comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities gave to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. His fatty seat, and another man named Mellow moving mysteriously. I didn't do it, he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave and he says, and he stops. One of us said better call on the cops. And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with the red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends of his were driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before that. Patterson, that's the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the streets unless you wanna draw the heat. Alfred Bellow laid this rap on the cops. Me and Arthur Dexter Bradley were out prowling around. We saw two men running out of here. They looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. I said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. Hospital, and they brought him upstairs. The wounded man looks up through his one dying eye. He say, why'd you bring him in here, boy? He ain't the guy. Yes, there's a story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame was something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Months later, the ghetto's on flame. Reuben's in South America fighting for his name. While out the next to Bradley, still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for someone to blame. Remember that murder that happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw that getaway car? Think you like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night? Don't forget now your way. The Bradley said, I'm really not sure. Cops and a poor boy like you could use a break. Got you for that motel job. We're talking to your friend Bellow. You don't want to have to go back to jail. Be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he said, I do it for the pay, and when it's over, I just assume go on my way. Up to
to some paradise. When the tide streams slow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse. When they tried to turn a man into a mouse. Advance. The trial was a big circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses, drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. But he could not produce the gun. The DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Was falsely tried. Crime was murder, word, and guess who justified? Beto and Bradley, and they both bawled in light. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice is a game. I'll fill you drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell. An innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane. But it won't be over till they clear his name. And give him back the time he's done. Within a prison cell, but one time it could have been.